Hello, everyone, and welcome to The Scoop. This is DJ Misty coming to you from radio.dominican.edu, and we're going to start off with celebrity news or celebrity gossip, whichever way you want to say it. So it looks like Kristen Stewart has been spotted in Paris without her lovely boyfriend, Rob Patterson. The Breaking Dawn star is in Europe filming. Actually, she's filming, doing a photo shoot, for the Vanity Fair. And what looks like amazing from what rumor says. Also, Russell Brand and Katy Perry have divorced, and it seems to be harder on him than it is on her. Katy seems to be having a great time, and she is said to be said that, you know, it was fine to be married to him, but, you know, it just worked out best for both of our careers. I'm a bigger star now, and so is he. Actress Cynthia Nixon is trying to clarify her early remarks. The Sex and the City star made a comment about homosexuality being a choice, and the Gay Advocate magazine went on a rampage. And so Kathy has said that now she is going to realize that her statement was wrong and that it's not by choice, it's by who you love. And she wouldn't have chosen anything better than her relationship now with her current partner. Supporters of the conservative group campaigning to urging JCPenney to fire Ellen DeGeneres is because she's an openly gay person, is getting backlash from the gay advocates groups as well, because they feel that their choices for going up against Ellen DeGeneres is wrong. And so the website Stand Up From Ellen has been up for 17 hours. It has more than 10,000 people signed online supporting Ellen DeGeneres as a JCPenney spokesperson. So get out there and vote. Demi Moore is not having a very good week. She, as well as all of her family, have been in the news, and now she's been in the news cougaring Zac Efron. Yes, after her bout with whippets and nitrous oxide and drinking and partying, she has been seen lately with Zac Efron, and pretty much she is hunting him as a new companion. Friends of Demi says that she hates getting old, and that she finds that she's around younger people, she will be able to stay young herself. So there you have it. And let's see, one more item. And I have a couple of DJs in this studio that I'm going to introduce to you today. And actually, we'll just get to that. Once again, this is DJ Misty joining you on The Scoop, coming to you from radio.dominican.edu. And we're going to take a quick break at the moment. And when I come back, I'm going to introduce DJ Noni. So stay tuned and enjoy. And of course, I'm not prepared. So anyway, let's see. All right, this is a song by Bjork, and it's called Isabel. Enjoy. And welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. That was Bjork with Isabel. And I, as I said earlier, I have a couple of guests in the studio. A couple of former DJs will be on the radio soon. And to my right, I have DJ Noni. And she is going to tell you who she is, what her show is about, and when you can listen to her. Take it away.
Hey there, DJ Misty. It's great to be on the show with you tonight.
It's nice to have you. Welcome.
Thank you so much. Thank you. I'm so thrilled to be here. So my show is going to be, it's called Finding Your Voice. It's on Mondays from 4 to 5 p.m. here on radio.dominican.edu. And I'm looking forward to inspiring people to live a great life.
Okay. Can you give me an example of some inspirational things that you're going to inspire or you'd like to inspire?
Well, I'd like to help people think about what they're doing in their personal lives, in their business lives, in their educational lives, and how that all wraps up into who they are, what their purpose is on the planet. And I'd like to bring in a little bit of meditation music here and there. I'm going to bring in some guests from the community with some professional wisdom to just give a few clues on how to comport oneself in the world.
Wow. Great. I know what I'm going to be recording.
All right. Well, I'll see you on Mondays, 4 to 5 p.m., Finding Your Voice with DJ Noni.
On what radio station again?
Radio.dominican.edu.
Oh, and what brought you to this?
Oh, thank you for asking that question. I took a great speech class from Stuart Horn last semester, and he and many of the students, including you in the class, talked about radio.dominican.edu, the radio station, Penguin Radio, and what a great class it is, how interesting, how inspiring it is, and the life skills that you're gaining from the class. And I thought, this is a place that I want to go so I can find my voice, and maybe in that process I can help others.
Wow. Well, welcome to the fold. We are very happy to have you here. And let's see, would you there something like to talk about other than your show or just in general, your thoughts on the world?
Well, you know, DJ Misty, I was listening to a piece that you were talking about earlier regarding the uproar against Ellen DeGeneres doing the JCPenney ads.
Yes. Yes. That is ridiculous. Really ridiculous. So,
you know, so here's an openly gay person living their life. She knows who she is, right? She's found her voice. She's stepping up, stepping out, and she is really connecting with millions of people all over the world.
Yeah.
And, you know, a company said, hey, we want to, you know, have you represent us. You're doing something good.
Which was a big step on their part to have an openly gay spokesperson in this day and age, you know.
And
so,
because people have so much fear about it, but, you know, if you're heterosexual, you could be a representative for JCPenney.
Yes.
So if you're homosexual, if you're gay, lesbian, you know, bi, whatever, go be a representative for JCPenney. I was reading the Marin Independent Journal on Monday, January 30th. Great news, DJ Misty.
Yes.
Sausalito Presbyterian Church hired the first openly gay pastor in the history of the Presbyterian Church. How thrilling is that?
Yay, Sausalito, for being so provocative. Yay.
Yeah, that's great. So thank you for bringing that, you know, to our attention and just letting us know there. No, that's out there. You know, people are good and great, and Ellen is doing great things on the planet.
Yeah, she is. And I don't think that she should be condemned for her sexuality or who she's dating. And it's nobody's business, in my opinion. So, yes, Ellen, step up, and I will support you 100%.
Fantastic. So, yeah, thank you for letting me talk about that.
Oh, no problem. Anything else you would like to say to your soon-to-be audience?
Oh, I'm just thrilled to be on the radio, and I'm looking forward to hearing from folks. And when I'm out there, hopefully I'll get some good ideas from people. And I'm asking listeners to write letters so they can talk to me about their personal lives. There's one little segment on the show that I'm going to talk about something that happened in my week that wasn't so great, a challenge, and what I'm going to do about it.
Nice.
But I'm also going to prompt my listeners to send in a challenge that they have had during the week and what they're going to do about it, and perhaps I'll even do some interviews.
Okay. Also, remind your listeners about your blog.
Indeed, indeed. So my blog is called Finding Your Voice with DJ Noni on blogspot.com.
Okay, great. Well, I think that is all we have for right now for DJ Noni. Once again, tune in every Monday for DJ Noni on Finding Your Voice from 4 to 5.
Indeed, indeed. Thank you so much for inviting me.
Oh, you're so welcome. We're going to take a quick break, and when we come back, we have another special DJ. So thank you, and here you go.
Splinters. And yes, that is Loser by Beck. And welcome back to The Scoop with DJ Misty on radio.dominican.edu. And as I said, I have another guest, DJ. And this is DJ Tell him. Sorry about that. She is to my right. And welcome to the show, DJ Tell him.
Thank you, DJ Misty. Thank you for having me tonight.
I'm glad you're here. And so you're on the radio, and tell the audience about your show.
My show shows on Wednesday every night from 7 to 8. It is called Gotta Let Them Know. So every night I'll tell you guys about this crazy news that goes on in the world, the celebrity news, the odd news, and the occasional animals doing cute thing news.
Oh, great. That is great. Now, how did you come about this?
Well, I took Stu's speech class, and a lot of people were like, oh, yeah, do radio. And it's not an interesting class. And I'm a communications major, so the first thing that caught my eye during the campus visit days was a radio station, because not a lot of schools had the chance that for anybody to have a radio station. Most of the time that you can get onto hands-on is usually like your junior and your senior year, but as a freshman, like, this is a good chance for me and a good opportunity for me to gain experience, so later on in my next 3 years, I have something to put on my resume and something to show the world.
Very nice. Stu has inspired all of us, so... Seek him out. He's a good guy. Well, it is great to have you. Is there anything you want to tell your folks out there? The friends, your fans, your future fans?
So catch me every night. I have something new for you every day. So listen up and yeah.
Yeah. Okay. Cool. All right. Anything that you want to talk about that I had just reported on? Let's see what I have here.
Oh, the Demi Moore issue.
Poor Demi.
Yeah.
You know, this year it's Demi. Last year it was Lindsay. So, mm-hmm. You know.
And then, because most of the women that get divorced, the celebrities nowadays that get divorced, usually step up. Like, they usually, look at Sandra Bullock.
Yeah.
She
Well,
grew.
She's classy. Yeah. She's very classy.
I thought Demi Moore was classy, but.
Yeah, she's verging on skank. I'm sorry. But, you know, she's chasing after Zac Efron. It's just a little weird.
Said, yeah, when you said Zac Efron, my heart broke a little bit because that is my honey.
Oh, yes.
That boy.
Mm. Yes, and I can see. I mean, but still, Demi, no, don't make a fool of yourself.
From Ashton to Zach to, like, who are you going to go next? Like, a 16-year-old? Yeah, I don't
know, Justin Bieber.
Oh, my God.
What
did
I share?
Yeah.
Oh, poor Demi. Mm-hmm. Well, you know, the higher they are, the harder they fall.
That's true.
You know, it's really sad. Well, it was nice having you, TJ Tellum.
Thank you, too.
And I look forward to hearing your show on Wednesday nights from
7 to 8.
7 to 8. And it is called?
Gotta Let Them Know.
Gotta Let Them Know. So she's going to let you know. So tune in to TJ Tellum on Wednesdays from 7 to 8 for Gotta Let Them Know on radio.dominican.edu. We're going to take a quick break, and then when we come back, we will do news, okay? And as always, if I have my music prepared... then you guys would hear a song. So anyway, here you go.
Getting to the point where I can be myself.
Well, welcome back, everyone. This is DJ Misty, and that was Bare Naked Ladies Call and Answer. And it's the bottom of the hour, and it is time for a couple of little tidbits of information here. First off, I want to bring to everyone's attention that on February 29th, 2012, from 6:30 to 8 p.m., the Bay Model Visitor Center, 2100 Bridgeway in Sausalito, is welcoming kids of all ages and adults. There is no admission fee, but donations are appreciated. And this is in response to a free seminar on the new sea turtle critical habitat. For any information, you can contact Dr. Chris. I refuse to butcher his last name, but he is at chris@tirn.net. And the seminar is on the leatherback turtles critical habitat. And this, what this means is there's a 16,900 square miles of new federal protected ocean for the turtles. So please check that out. If you need any more information, please go to www.seaturtles.org. And sea turtles is C, and it's capital S-E-A, capital T-U-R-T-L-E-S.org. And going back to news items, the renowned breast cancer charity Susan G. Komen for the Cure faced an escalating backlash Thursday over its decision to cut breast cancer screening grants to Planned Parenthood. Some of Komen's local affiliates are openly upset, including seven of Californians. Top officials have quit reporting to the protest. Meanwhile, Komen has divulged with negative emails and Facebook postings, accusing it of knuckling under the pressure of anti-abortion groups since the Associated Press reported on Tuesday that it is halting grants that Planned Parenthood affiliates use for breast exams and related services. The grants total $680,000. Planned Parenthood has been heartened, by an outpouring of support in response to the cutoff. In addition to the $400,000 in smaller donations from 6,000 people, it is receiving $250,000 from a family foundation in Dallas and $250,000 pledge announced Thursday by the New York Mayor Bloomberg. Also, Prince William is kicking off a six-week tour. Well, it's not a tour, but it's a six-week military deployment in Argentina. The Argentines are very, very upset, and who would blame them? The Falkland Wars did not sit well with them. Ahead of Prince William's arrival, the UK has sent one of its newest and most sophisticated warships to the South Atlantic. And more, the day before, the UK Foreign Secretary William Hague said there is nothing unusual about this deployment. It doesn't reflect any changes in the situation of any kind. But the Argentinians, who are trying to, produce oil off of the coast of Argentina, it feels that the UK is stopping them and squeezing them for profits. Also, Mitt Romney is all over the news, and of course you've heard that his statement about, I'm not concerned about the very poor, we have a safety net there, if it needs repair, I'll fix it. I'm not concerned about the very rich, they're just doing fine. I'm concerned about the very heart of America, the 90 to 95% of Americans right now who are struggling. Well, wouldn't that be the very poor? His comments touched off criticism from the Republicans, including his main rival, Newt Gingrich. At his first campaign event in Las Vegas on Thursday, Gingrich said, I really believe that we should care about the very poor, unlike Governor Romney. But I believe we should care Barack Obama. Democrats also took a whack at Romney, and a Democratic National Committee created a website on Thursday attacking him for his comments. Okay, there is news briefs, and the time is 7:35. Once again, you are with DJ Misty on radio.dominican.edu for the scoop. And we are going to take a brief break. And when we get back, we will do some movie news.
Shattered, loving, hoping, sexy dreams. driving on the streets. Look at me, I'm in tatters, I'm shattered, shattered. Friends are so alarming, and my lover's never charming. Life's just a cocktail party on the street. Big app, paper dress, plastic bags, directed traffic, some kind of fashion.
Yes, that was the Rolling Stones with Shattered. And once again, you're joining DJ Misty on radio.dominican.edu. And the show is called The Scoop. So we're going to do a little bit of TV news and then a little bit of movie news. And then I think we shall call it an evening. So let's see. The X Factor has done a chopping job on Steve Jones, Nicole Schwerzinger. Sorry about that. And Paula Abdul. Yes, they have all been axed. So why? Well, some people say that the ratings didn't promise what Fox was delivering, and sponsors who signed up in great numbers were highly disappointed by the poor ratings. Also, Simon Cowell's standards were way too high for the type of talent that the show attracted. And, you know, for $5 million, I think was the grand prize. You have people lip syncing. That wasn't really good. Also, the chemistry and lack thereof was clearly not there. More like it is on American Idol when Simon and Paula were there. The new surroundings, the new setting was not conducive to a more friendlier, happier situation for them. And the most thing that people say that was the reason that the show kind of failed was that the judges just didn't do a good job. Paula was too soft, Simon was too hard, and the other two were just right in the middle. So anyway, it is very serious that when this X Factor does come back, it may just be Simon and three other new people, and at this time there is nothing that shows that the show will be renewed. Also, Shameless, House of Lies, and Californication has been picked up for another season, Showtime announced on Wednesday. These three shows clearly resonate with people, and their fans want them back. So creator and Showtime's president, David Niven, said that we will be bringing these shows back. Also, David Letterman marked his 30th anniversary this week on Wednesday night with his first guest that he interviewed in 1982, Bill Murray. The anniversary means that Letterman has outlasted his idol, Johnny Carson, who hosted The Tonight Show for 29 years and 8 months. It seems that CW is picking up three new pilots on Tuesday, including a drama from Lost producer J.J. Abrams and Brian Burke. The show is called Shelter, and it's executive producer Abrams and Burke. The show is set in historic New England summer resort, where the new returning staff attend to the practical, emotional, and often comical needs of the guests while navigating friendship, rivalries, and romance of their own. Sounds like Desperate Housewives meets... I'll have to come back to that one. Also, the next one is called The Selection. Based on an upcoming book series by Kara Cass, the epic romance takes place 300 years into the future. That should be interesting. The one-hour drama revolves around a poor young woman who was chosen by a lottery to participate in a competition to become the next queen of a war-torn nation at the crossroads. Okay. Finally, there's Joey Dakota, a romantic time travel musical. Yes, I said time travel musical, based on an Israeli series, Donnie Hollywood. Also a one-hour-long project, the pilot will track a documentary filmmaker who travels back to 1990s and falls in love with a rock star, and he becomes the subject of her film. So, let's see. Also, CBS is picking up a couple of new dramas this year. NYC 22 will premiere on Sunday, April 15th, and the Robert De Niro series follows a six diverse NYPD rookies, another cop show. CBS loves the cop shows, to protect rough neighborhoods in Upper Manhattan. Okay, yes, we need more CSI New York, Blue Bloods, you name it, cop shows are in right now. And the time is 7:45, and I'm going to do a couple of movie news stuff. Spider-Man will not be making a cameo in The Avengers, so don't look for him. They are doing a prequel to The Watchmen. DC Comics is revisiting The Watchmen series, and the publisher of DC Comics said on Wednesday that it will launch 7 interlocking and interconnected miniseries, each focusing on a specific character, as it revisits the world first and last seen in 1986 and 1987. Alan Moore, who wrote this series, will not be coming back to be part of the series, but David Gibson, who was the illustrator, will. Also, this releasing this week are the new photos for Skyfall, for the new Bond film. Yes, it will come out November 9th, and in it will be Albert Finney, Ralph Fiennes, Ben Whishaw, and as far right now, Naomi Harris is going to be the Bond girl. Judi Dench will come back as M, and the director this time out is going to be Sam Mendes. And Javier Bardem will be the villain, so should be very good. And we're going to, let's see. DJ Tellum, do you have anything to say? I'm putting you on the
spot.
Yeah,
you kind of cut me off.
Wake up over there.
So,
anything you want to say? Anything you want to add?
For the news or just anything?
Anything I just said that you struck you as interesting? You can see that she was really listening.
I kind of did a blank there. let's see.
It's okay.
The Avengers. I didn't even know Spider-Man was an Avenger. I was like,
no, I didn't think so either. Yeah, but so I read that and I'm like, really?
Yeah, okay. I didn't know he wasn't, because I remember the other movies with Thor, Robert Downey Jr. Who else was there?
Iron Man,
Thor,
Captain America.
So the first time I saw that trailer, I'm just like, look at all those fine men in just one movie. But yes, the new Spider-Man's coming out, though, with Emma Stone, so we gotta look forward to that.
I know, but it's like, why are we making a Spider-Man when we had Toby do three?
Like
the first one was great, the second one was okay, and the third one was like, oh, Jesus, remember. Really?
Yeah.
You're really stretching, grasping at straws for that one. Mm-hmm. But I don't understand why we had to remake Spider-Man. Mm-hmm. And they're also remaking the Bourne Identity series.
Oh, and Superman 2.
Yes. Yeah, yes, it's the third reboot for Superman.
Maybe the movies lately just been running out of ideas, you know?
Well, as far as them running out of creative thought, that's why they're going to the comic book world.
Comic book worlds and then rest of the other books and stuff.
Yeah. So Hollywood has proven to us that they have no thought. And then they also want to, you know, put C-list actors in mainstream movies. And like, really? Okay. Mm-hmm. Like the Katherine Hagel movie.
Which
I don't
one?
Know. That's the new one for the money that came out.
Oh, yeah, that was a book.
But I read an article review that the guy said that they get a 12:01 showing for Friday morning, and three people showed up. And by the time the movie ended, him and another man were the only two in the theater.
Oh, no.
So I read this, and I'm like, well, why did they give her a 12:01 showing?
Exactly. Like, they spent so much money on a movie, and yet
to rent out a theater.
Mm-hmm.
Yes. Yes. So it was really, really bad. Really, really bad. Okay. Well, we are going on to 10 to 8. And thank you, TJ Tellum. Mm-hmm. Thank you for being my friend. All right. And let's see. We're going to, before we log off, we have the complete list of winners for the 18th annual SAG Awards. If any of you've missed them, here are the winners. We're going to start with television. Actor in a movie or miniseries, Paul Giamatti for Too Big to Fail. Actress in a movie or miniseries, Kate Winslet, You Can Never Go Wrong, for Mirage at Paris. Actor in a drama series, Steve Buscemi for Boardwalk Empire. Actress in a drama series, Jessica Lange, American Horror Story. She was fabulous in that. Totally fabulous. It was so nice to see her back on the screen, even if it was a small screen. Alec Baldwin, actor in a comedy series, Alec Baldwin for 30 Rock. Actress in a comedy series, Betty White. The woman is 90 years old and she's still getting work. I could only be so lucky. Hot in Cleveland is what she was nominated for. Drama series cast, Boardwalk Empire. Comedy series cast, Modern Family. And stunt ensemble, Game of Thrones. And then we have, for movies, we have the actor, Jean Desjardins, The Artist. Viola Davis for The Help. Supporting actor, Christopher Plummer for Beginners. Supporting actress, Octavia Spencer for The Help. And the best movie category for the cast is The Help. And the stunt ensemble, My Boy Harry Potter and the Deathly Hallows got an award. So, speaking of Daniel Radcliffe, for all you Harry Potter fans, he will be opening tomorrow in The Woman in Black. I saw this play 5 years ago in England. And at the same time, I saw Daniel Radcliffe in Equus. And it's funny that 5 years later, he's in the movie. So go and see it, The Woman in Black. It was a great horror story in a small theater. So hopefully it will do well on the big screen. Also, Chronicle, about three high school friends gain superpowers after making an incredible discovery. Soon, though, they find their lives spinning out of control and their bond is tested as they embrace their darker sides. What teenage boy doesn't have a dark side? So if you're in it for $6.50, go pay that. Otherwise, if you want something that's young and endearing and fun and sweet, see The Big Miracle, about three gray whales caught in the Alaska ice up in the Arctic Circle. This movie is starring Drew Barrymore as a oceanographer who's trying to help the whales, and this is based on a true story. Also, The Innkeepers. During the final days of the Yankee Peddler Inn, two employees determined to reveal the hotel's haunted past begin to experience disturbing events as one guest checks in and stays for a while. So those are your opening movies net tomorrow, February 3rd. Things coming up, Safe House, but we will talk about that later because that's for next week. Also, we have box office totals for the week. And let's see, The Gray, starring Liam Neeson, is number one at $23 million. Underworld Awakening, which I saw on Monday, which wasn't so bad. Kate looks really good in that little black suit. I'm surprised she can still fit it. So, hey, she's got my vote. That is at $47 million. And One for the Money, the one that DJ Tellum and I were talking about, which calls Katherine Hagel, is at number three at $13 million. Red Tails, at $35 million. The Descendants is at $60 million. Man on a Ledge is at $9 million, and that is a very bad start for a movie that opened last Friday at number six. Contraband, starring Mark Wahlberg, who can play nothing but a thug, is at $58 million. And Incredibly Loud and Incredibly Close is at $22 million. Also, Haywire, which opened 2 weeks ago, is at $16 million. As I said last week, you can never put a C-list celebrity and a A-list movie with an A-list producer and director and expect people to pay $6.50 for someone who they've never heard of. So that is why Haywire is number 10 still after 2 weeks. So we are going on to 5 to 8. Once again, this is DJ Misty for radio.dominican.edu. And I want to thank my guest, DJ Tellum and DJ Noni, for coming in and talking to us about their shows. Once again, DJ Tellum is on Wednesday nights from 7 to 8. And the show is called Gotta Let Them Know It. So please check her out. Another entertainment show for all your entertainment needs. And DJ Noni is on Monday nights from 4 to 5.
Finding your voice.
And that is her show. So we're going to call it an evening, everyone. I hope you had a great time, because we did. And thank you. And I will see you next week. Once again, this is DJ Misty on radio.dominican.edu. And as always, I'm going to have Frank play us out. So have a wonderful weekend. And I'll talk to you guys next
week. Look at me. I'm as helpless as a kitten up a tree, and I feel like I'm clinging to a cloud I can't understand. I get misty just holding your hand. Walk my way, and a thousand violins begin to play, or it might be the sound of your hello, that music I hear. I get misty the moment you're near. You can say that you're leading me on, but it's just what I want you to do. Don't you notice how hopelessly I'm lost? That's why I'm on my own. Would I wander through this wonderland alone, never knowing my right foot from my left, my hat
and my glove, I'm too misty and too much in.